Hello. Bueno, Alan.
Speaking, wait, Alan, did you say Alan?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you say Alan?
No, Adam. Alan Quiroa. This is Adam, right?
Speaking, who is this, if I may ask?
My name is S. Sharna Adam. I'm just conducting. We already started the survey. I see that you already have 77%. Can we finish the survey? Do you mind?
Oh, sure. I forgot.
We're almost done. It's a 70%. Only a few more questions. Can we finish it? If you don't mind?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or even decades. Which approach comes closer to your own point of view?
It's a very difficult one. I'm kind of neutral on the standpoint.
You can say that too. You can say neither, you know, whatever you feel. It's just your opinion, how you feel.
Oh, okay. Neutral
then? That's what you said, right? Neutral right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and after hearing some more information, well, I don't know if you heard it because we already started at 78%, let me ask you again about this November's elections. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I may vote Republican.
Donald Trump?
Yes, sir, but that's for the now because I haven't done my research yet, so.
So you're still not sure?
Yeah, the one's sure.
Okay, I can put undecided then, okay? Would that be okay to record it like that?
Sure.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean for more if you had to decide right now?
If I had to decide right now, I would say Trump, because the other candidates I don't know anything about. So.
Okay. Well, good enough. Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
No, thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? TikTok, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, Univision, or Telemundo, YouTube, OANN, MSNBC, MSNBC, and CNN, Fox News, channel or website? Which one do you use in a typical week to get your information in the news?
None, to be honest. I don't follow social
media. Okay, none of them? Nothing at all?
No,
okay, thank
no,
you.
Nothing, yeah.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. We are 83%, only a few more questions and we'll be done. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? What country in Latin America?
Guatemala.
Guatemala, thank you. Central America, Guatemala. Guatemala, thank you. Okay, and were you born in the United States? Oh, no.
Yes,
you are? Thank you. How about your parents? Were they born in Puerto Rico in another country? Puerto Rico in another country? No, both parents, they weren't born in the United States, right?
Yes, I was, but my parents were from Central America.
Okay. Yes, another country. Yes, Puerto Rico. Yes, another country. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish and English, Spanish and English equally, most English and Spanish, always English, or which do you speak more often?
Me or my like just me alone or my household, entire household?
In your house, in your home.
That's a tough one. I mean, my parents speak mostly Spanish, but I speak English most of the times.
But when you're with them, you speak more Spanish than English, correct?
No, not really. Actually, I still speak English to them.
So how about Spanish and English equally?
I guess that might work.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Well, I'm kind of in between. I guess I think of myself more independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party, even though you're independent?
I guess I find myself leaning towards the Republican Party more.
The Republican, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
A little bit in between.
A little bit in between. Moderate then, right? Between conservative and liberal.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think moderate probably be.
Thank you. Thanks. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've completed till university.
A four-year college, a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, or graduate school?
I have an associate's, but I'm still attending university. I'm not sure how many years it's been, but...
So you're going to go for the bachelor, right, at one time, at one point, right? You're going for 4 years, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And now, what is your religion, if any, if you have any religion? What would it be?
I have really no idea, actually. I don't really consider myself a religious.
Are you agnostic or atheist, if you don't have any religion?
No, I mean, I do believe in a God, but I don't really follow religion at all.
Mm-hmm. So do I. But I'm not religious. But so you don't follow any religions. I think that's like an agnostic, right? Not really. What should I record for you? What do you want me to record? That you believe in God, but you don't follow religions? How should I record this?
I guess if it's possible, maybe just put that one also as independent.
They don't have that. They don't have that. They have a lot of them, Protestant, Catholic, Evangelical, Jewish, Mormon, Muslim, Hindu, agnostic, atheist. Atheist, but you say you're not, you believe in God, right?
Yes, sir.
Do not. So I'm just going to put that you do not follow any denomination.
Okay.
Any denomination. Do not follow any denomination. Oh, man. Jesus. Denomination. Turn on. Okay, you cannot follow any religion. But believes in God, but believe in God. Okay. Right now. Awesome. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, Adam, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Adam, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
I guess I'm going to say I'm not really interested.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Actually, if I want to ask, what's the theory for?
It's actually for study. They usually like for universities. It's more like for study. You know, it's a research. They just, you know, get all the states in the United States and they find out through the opinions of a lot of people, and they mostly use it in universities as a study thing, you know.
I see.
Anyhow, thank you so much. You've been great. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you. Bye.